following recording consists of several parts. It includes the recording of this year's Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review, which allows you in a few moments just to go over the Daf, and then it continues on with the same Daf in the previous Daf Yomi cycle, which of course has a completely different ambience and a whole different group of people that are in attendance. You can use that for Chazora if you wish, and you may actually prefer the ambience of the earlier Daf. Today's Daf is Besechet Zvachim. We're holding on Daf Nun Vav today, but we are still on the last, or the penultimate line of Nun He Amud Beis, right at the end. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shmuel, Ein Chayavim Mishum Tum'a, Ela Al Orech 187, Al Rochav 135. So there's only a chiyuv. Now we've been talking about, the reason that we've gotten to this, as we're going to see, is that yesterday we quoted the halacha, and we mentioned it's not clear that this is the correct thing to say. And the Gemara is going to address whether it was the correct girsa. And we learned that in order to be machshir the azora, the last words that we learned yesterday, for two things, for achilat kotche kotchim, that was interesting because we hadn't discussed achila, we were only talking about shchita, needing to be petach omoid, lifnei omoid. For some reason, yesterday we learned that it was all thrown together, both the din of shchita and the din of achila. And because of that, in order to be machshir, so they made the little openings, which were called pishpashin, in order that it should be keneged the petach, even in places where it wasn't really keneged the petach. Today, because of that, we want to go into the exact measurements of where, indeed, it's kosher for achila. And it's going to turn out that we made a jump in that braita, and it must be that it's a mistake. That not necessarily is the din of shchita and the din of achila dependent one on the other, because after all, it doesn't say anywhere that it needs to be petach o'amoed or bifnei o'amoed when it comes to the din of achila. But let's first start off at the very beginning. And so, first we have over here a statement legabe tuma. Now the dinim legabe tuma, again, would seem to be that it's not nogea entirely, the din of achila, of course, or the din of shchita, because the dinim of tuma have to do with the kedusha ta'azara, as we learned yesterday, and the dinim of achila, or certainly the dinim of shchita, have to do with the visibility of the door. Let's say tzidei tzedodim, inside the lishakot, as we said yesterday, inside the lishakot is not kosher for shchita, because it's tzidei tzedodim. So we start off by being given the measurements, the raw measurements of the area of the Azara. So the Azara, to remember this, is kaps and kala. So kaps, kuf pei zayin, is 187 long. So from the eastern entrance until the western back, which was behind Beit HaParochet, is a total. We're going to later go into an exact reckoning of each one of those amot. Those 187 amot is the length from east to west. And it's on a rochav of kala, which is 135, from the north to south. Tani Tana Kameda Rav Nachman. And indeed, a Tana said this over in front of Rav Nachman, which is kola zora haita kaps al rochav kala. And Amalei Hochi, Amalei Abba, what my dad told me, exactly who his dad was, it's not clear because there's a machlokas, if you recall, Rashi and Tosfos, always, about whether Rav Nachman Stam is Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Stam is Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov. But in any event, it's either Rav Yitzchak or Rav Yaakov who told Rav Nachman that the din is that only on that area of Kaps on Kala are the Kohanim Nechnasim Lasham Va'ochlim Sham Kachim Kachim V'Shochtim Sham Kachim Kalim. So only within that area is there a din of Achila for Kachim Kachim. Obviously, also for Kachim Kalim. In other words, that's the Bechitza for Achilas Kachim Kachim. Anything out of there would be Yotze. And in that space, in its entirety, you could do Shchit of Kachim Kalim. And you would be Chayev Mishum Tum'ah. So when you say Kagon Zemi, well, you know, Legabe what? And not what? I mean, you told me that's the measurements. Obviously, that's the measurements. So then Kagon Zeh is where you're going to be the dinim of the measurements. The dinim of the measurements are Legabe these three issues. Where is the Azara Legabe Tuma? Where is the Azara that is kosher in the Mechitza Lagabe, the din of Yotzei, and we're in the Azores, Lagabe, the din of Shkitas Kachim Kali. So what are you telling me not to go and say? Ilema Lamuti Chalonot. Maybe it's the inner space of the windows. Is it to teach me that the inner area of the Chalonot, that's what allowed me to see that cat. I was looking at the area of the Chalonot. And the thickness of the walls around the Azor. So as if somebody's standing on top of the wall, so he has underneath him wall. Is that wall outside or is that wall inside?
It's a colon. Well.
So he's coming along now to tell me that Kagon Zen, only Kagon Zen, but if you're on top of the wall, it doesn't count. You're not going to be allowed to eat. Problem is that that's not true, because Tanina Chalonotva Ovi Achoma are actually Mekudashim, and they're Kilifnim. They have the din of the Kedusha of the inside of that which they're surrounding. So it means if somebody would be standing on top of the wall, so it should be kosher l'achila there.
Even though they're outside?
They're not outside.
No, physically outside.
Oh, yeah. The mechitza doesn't require an actual thing. It's a spatial. Yeah. In other words, the edge of the mechitza is the mechitza. Not the inner edge, the outer edge. Ella, so what are you telling me? It's not coming to include only the cups alkala and not what? Maybe not the lishakot. Remember that there were additional rooms, as we're going to get into later, but you could see over here an indication of some of these rooms. It's all along now the northern, southern wall, and these rooms extend outwards as well. Right? So now what would be the din inside of one of those lishakot? Now, some of them are built partially in, partially out. Some of them are built outside. So maybe it's coming to tell me that once you're moving out of the actual Kapsa Kala into a Lishka, that's not included. What are we talking about? Ibn Yot Bachol. I mean, even if these Lishakot extended outside, but the door to the Lishka, the entrance, was Ptuchot LaKodesh, it's the Farish of Mishnah that says not like that. The Mishnah says, well, it's not. The din of such a Lishka is the Tochan Kodesh. So how are you telling me that you can only eat and you're only shrek, so on and so forth, in Kaps Al-Kala? So if Tochan is Kodesh, you would be Chayav on Tumah even there? No, that doesn't mean Tochan Kodesh, Midioraita, that you'd be Chayav. It just means that the Rabbonim were Machmer. But Eino Chinami, it was still true to say that Kagon Zeh, and only Kagon Zeh, does it have a din of real Azora. We're Machmer Lagabe Aknitz of a Tumah. That midrabbanan, even the lishakot would have a din if the ptuchot lekodesh, they would have a din of kedusha and the tamei has to be careful not to go in there either. You're telling me it's only midrabbanan? You're right, hello. V'yatanya lishakot binuyot bachol uptuchot lekodesh. How do you know that hakohanim nichnasim l'sham? Now dig this: vochlin sham kachay kachay b'shirah benochet. How in the world can the rabbanan allow you to eat outside of the mechitzas kachay kachay? So obviously it's a diorita. Huh. And how do we know it? We know from a pasuk. Talmud lomar b'chatzar ohel moed yoch luha. Explain to me why after saying te'achel b'makom kadosh, doesn't that tell you b'makom kadosh? You're adding something by saying b'chatzar ohel moed? What else is the b'makom kadosh? Unless it's coming to be mar b'chatzirot harbeh. You can have another chatzar. Okay, what do you mean another chatzar? A lishka. So even though, of course, in the ohel moed there was no such thing, but we know that all of these psukim are meant to tell me the dinim legabe the Beit HaMikdash itself, which to which the ohel moed is the model. So here it's telling me a posik that shows me that achila midyoraita is muteret in extensions of the azora outwards, as long as the petuchot into the azora. So how can you tell me only kaps al kala is the only thing that you would be able to kagon zeh, and only kagon zeh? It's mamish not true. It's exactly the opposite. The pasuk is coming to tell me the other way. Says the Gemara, well, that is a special din, Amar Rava. That's a din in Achila. See, and you'll notice that's the lashon. Talmud lomar b'chatzaro omed yoch lua. HaTorah ripta chatzarot harbe, it's Achila achat. That means you could go from the Chatzar HaOmoed into that Lishka, into that Lishka, and that's all considered to be B'Chatzar HaOmoed. But it stresses Yoch Lua. That means only Legabe, the din of Achila. So the din of the Kedushas HaZora is one, Halacha Legabe Tuma, and as far as where I allow you to eat, it's anything that's included in the Binyan, and that's Roy to be eaten. You're telling me only lachila, but what? Lenin tuma alone? It does not really have a din of kedushas hazor lagabi the chiyav miniuraita of a tomei who's nichras l'sham. Votanya l'shakot abinuyot l'chol uptuchot lakodesh. Kohanim nichrasim l'sham v'ochlim sham kachim kachim. So far, so good. Ein shochtim kachim kalim. I assume ein shochtim sham kachim kalim. Again, based on yesterday's Gemara, I personally would have assumed that that's because you can't see the door, because since you're inside of another room, so it becomes now tzidei tzadim, and as we said yesterday, tzidei tzadim are not kosher for shechita. Fine, no, that part doesn't bother me. But get this third thing. V'chayavin mishum tuma, no? What do you mean, chayavim? You can't say chayavim derabonan. Chayavim is legabi all of the dinim that are negated your eyes, the chiyav to bring a carbon and so on. So, no, so how do you explain that? You're telling me that this was only a din in achila. And you're coming to explain why we say Kagon Zu, what Reb Nachman's dad told him. It's Dafka this, only Kapsa Kala. Now we've shown that that's not true for anything. Not Lagabe Achila, not Lagabe Tuma. So what was he saying, Kagon Zu? And not what? It can't be the Ovi Achalonot, can't be the Ovi Achoma, and it can't be L'Shakot, there's nothing else left. Well, I mean, come on, it's obviously, the bright is not Meduyaket. I mean, you just learned the words, Ein Shochatim. No, how did you explain Ein Shochatim? Now, for some reason, the Gemara is assuming that it's not the way we thought, Ein Shochatim, because of the fact that it's Chsidei Tzadim, but because of the fact that it's not considered to be Azara. In a moment, we're going to question this. But if we're assuming it's because it doesn't have a din of an Azara, so if you yourself say, Ein Shochatim, so obviously Ein Chayavin. I mean, it's just a mistake, because it's inconsistent over here. Vishlev is telling me the special din of Achila, which we had a remnant for the Pasuk, Bechatzar Yochlu. So Bechatzar Yochlu in Akinami is a din in Achila. But here, where will we come up with different dinim, Lagabe Shechita, Lagabe Tuma? Must be there to be consistent. It's the same. And therefore it should say Ein Chayavin, not Kein Chayavin. So Tzidinami Ein Chayavin. Now, what do you mean? Wait a minute. Ein Shochatin, that's the way we explain it. That's because Be'ina Keneged HaPetach. This has nothing to do with the Kedusha of the Azara. How in the world does Shechita in Alishka teach you anything about whether it has the dinner of the Kedusha Lagabe Tuma? I don't understand what you're talking about. We saw yesterday that the reason could be 100% in the Azara and is blocked by something. Not kosher for Shechita, no? So what are you coming to tell me? This is a raya that we have to change the gear set. So absolutely off the wall to say, ain't shochatin, but chayavin, that it must be it's the wrong gear set. That's absolutely crazy. I'll explain to you exactly why it says that. Why, as a matter of fact, it's exactly what I would have written. I would have written personally, ain't shochatin, because you're not raya b'nei ayamayim. So why would we change it? What, to say, ain't chayavin, am I? Why should I change it? Give me one good reason. Why I should change the gear set? Let me ask you something. When it says Ein Shochatin, as a blanket statement, suppose I'm standing in a lishka directly across the pishpit. I'm looking at the pishpit right through the door of this lishka, and it's telling me I can't check. You give me one good reason why it's telling me I can't check. You're claiming the reason I can't check is because I don't see the door. I'm looking at the door. So how could this be? How could I be mamayit when I'm looking at the door from the din of Petach HaMoed? I don't understand. So obviously there's another reason. I wouldn't have been able to give this blanket statement. So v'latainech ein shochatim as a statement without any kind of limitations. Bilaskina the ikar shechita keneged haPetach. Are we not talking about even in a case where I'm mamish facing the door? You're telling me there's something wrong with my shechita there. I mean, because it's not referring to a case like that, but surely I don't need to be told yet again that I need shechita keneged haPetach. I mean, that's a whole different sugya by shechita. We learned it in great detail. We went through every last way in which it came to be mamish shechita. We went to the shaila, whether it's considered to be a hefsek, if there's geiva, so now you have to tell me this again. L'may yitzri. Must be that it's coming to tell me dafka afakav de kashachit keneged haPetach. So that even though I am keneged haPetach, nonetheless, it says, Dani Ein Shochatin, not because I'm not going to get a Petach, but because it's Lord Kaddish. You're telling me I am not in the Kedushat Azara. So if that's the case, the same thing should be true about Tuma. I'm not in the Azara. Therefore, I'm insisting, change the gears at the read, Ein Chayavim. But as far as Achilak is concerned, as far as Achilak is concerned, it's not a problem. It's only in Shkita. And in Tuma, that I measure the Azora by the Kedushas Azor. But when it comes to Achila, I measure by the Mechitzes, even in areas that were not Mekudash. So Memela, the Gabi Achila, it is Mekudash, so to speak. Wait. So in other words, you're coming out now that for Achila, I could go into a Lishka, even in places that I wouldn't be able to check because it's not connected to Pesach HaMoed either. You're saying it doesn't matter. As long as it's constructed in such a way. Catch, Fox! As long as it's constructed in such a way.
Oh, that was the
windows. That's what he's saying.
What a pain.
No, that's the window cat.
So, you're telling me that I don't, clearly, if I'm allowed to eat in the Lishka. So that's, you're telling me, p'chinat k'dushat ha'azara, it's not a problem. But what about the other problem? What about needing to eat k'neged ha'petach? I could have sworn that yesterday you made a big fuss about putting a pishpish in the corner to make sure that the entire azara would be kosher for shkita, that part I understand. But you threw in the word, u'la chilas kachi kachi. How in the world, if you need to have a pishpesh, how is it kosher inside of a lishka where you don't see the petach ha'omoid? Es the gemara v'la'achila lo be'inat k'neged ha'petach. Didn't we just read yesterday? In the braitha, v'atanya Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda omer, shnei pishpeshin ayu b'petach ha'lifot. Govan shumone, kedei la'achshir et ha'azara. Read these words. La'achilat kodshei kodashim. The second part, fine, but the first part now you're denying. Omer Ravina, that's wrong. That's a wrong gears in the Braita. Erase those words. Samimikan achila. But in truth, is there not a mikor that we actually do need? Petach ha'omoed for achila. The aktiv, doesn't it say once again, legabi de milui? So it says over there, Vayomer Moshe Aharon v'Elbanav. Bashlu et habasar petach ha'omoed. That's the din in the bishul. Visham tochlu oto. So that means beferish we have halacha of achila dafka petach ha'omoed. So now how do you tell me I should change the gears to the bright with Rabbi Yossi and I should leave the din over here that inside of a lishka it's kosher for achilas kachik kachik. Adarabba, the pasuk is telling me to keep the girsa that we need the pishpashin to be matar achilas kachik kachik. And in fact, inside of a lishka, if it's not within visibility of the petach, that it's bedavka not kosher. Answers the Gemara, no, you can't learn out from over there. Because that is a special din by the milui, which is kachay shah. Kachay shah, you need to have a specific limud to learn out from kachay gorot. But stam kachay shah cannot be a model for all of the dinim of kachay gorot. Omer v'yetzik baravadim. Minayin ledam shenifsal b'shkiyat hachama. Shenema, we talked about now, moving on in the Mishnah, we talked about the din of Yom HaShlishi. That was the Gabi Achila. What about the Damanei Murim? When did the Damanei Murim become possible? And one additional question. We normally talk about a case where the psul of Naisar comes in the morning, because it's eaten in the Laila Shalachar. We know that the dinim of Sreifas Naisar is in the morning. What about the strange situation where the entire day and only the day is kosher, but the night is not kosher? Where is that? Only by Achila Shlomim. By Shlomim, you have the 2 days with the night in between. So the Zman of the Achila is Mistayemet in the early evening now, after Shkia. But is it Noser at that point, or does it not only become Noser in the morning? Would I burn it during the night, even though it says Beyomesh Lishi Yisarev? So in that sort of penumbrous period, what's the din l'gabei pigel? All of these questions really lie beneath the surface of the Mishnah. So therefore, we begin, first of all, to figure out what the halacha is l'gabei the dam and emu. So minayin l'dam, that it's this sub shkiyat hachama, sheneemar, but that's no matter when it is that you're going to be allowed to eat, but the dam itself, the minute that shkiyah comes, you can no longer be zorek the dam. Sheneemar, b'yom hakrivo et zivcho yeachel. Which means, b'yom shata zoveach ata makriv. You're only allowed to be makriv the dam on the day that you could do your zvicha. But if it's already post the shkita day, which is zvicha, then you're no longer able. So b'yom shata zoveach on a non-shkita day, meaning it's after the day of the shkita, yata makriv, you can no longer bring that dam on the mizbeach. Now this seems to be an awfully, awfully big leap to read this in the pasuk. I mean, all the pasuk seems to be saying, "Im neder on the davar zevach korbano beyom hakrivoy tzivcho yachel umimochorat." No, it's coming to me tremendous chiddush that if we're talking about a korban shlomim that's being brought b'neder b'nedava, It can be eaten for 2 days as opposed to all other kabbalists that we learned. So why doesn't it just come to tell me that? Where did you get the fact that I can also read into your chiddush that only on the day of the zevach you can bring a dam if the words mean precisely what they mean? I mean, by the goof, I understand. It means what it says, that the time that it's mutter to eat your kabbalist shlomim is beyom zvichato, and the next day as well. Ah, no, not true. Because there's a lot of extra stuff here in this pasuk. Why didn't the Torah simply say, "Beyom zivcho ye'achel"? It's an efficient way to say it. Eat the carbon, beyom zivcho, on the day that you did the Shemitah, u'mimacharot, and the next day. That doesn't tell me everything. Beyom hakrivo et zivcho. What is that supposed to mean, beyom hakrivo et zivcho? What additional information is that telling me? Hakrivo lamali. Shema mina, there's two different issues here. It's true, biyom shetas veveach plus mimocharat. But there's also a separate halacha, only, which links zoveach to hakriv, only on the day that you are zoveach, meaning that you were sheichet, atam hakriv. But if it's already post the day that you were zoveach, and now it's after shkiyat hachama, and it has a dinner the next day, and your dam is here, and you didn't get around to being zerek the dam, atam hakriv. But wait. Maybe what the Torah means is something that has to do with the pashtus, namely with the zman of the achila. Maybe it means like this: Debarchi kamar rachmana, I kariv dam ha'idna. So then nitachel basar ha'idna lamachar. Look, the fact you see. Let's say it would have said beyom zivcho yeachel umimachorat. So then I would say, okay, the clock starts ticking the moment that you do the shechita. That day is the first day for Achila. Now, I don't care when you get around to doing the Zrikas Adam. You want to do the Zrikas Adam 3 days from now, it'll be too late to eat the carb. You do the Zrikas Adam tonight, you don't get any extra time for eating. Still, the clock started at the moment of Zvicha. But if I throw in the words, Hakrivo et Zivcho, so then what are you telling me? You could do Shechita, but the clock of 2 days of the night in between begins to tick only when the carbon is roy for Achila. So if you did the Zrikas Adam during the night, which is the next day, then that means that that's the first day, and then the third day is the second day. The third day from the Shechita is the second day. Isn't that the more logical thing to mean? Yeah, if there's 2 points that we have to consider. The fact of Psul of the Dam, which is what you're claiming it's coming to tell me, or the overall simple meaning of the verse, which is coming to tell me when you're allowed to eat the karma. So suppose, and you said, well, it must be coming to tell me that the hakrivo is a function of zivcho. And I say to you, nonsense. The pasuk is coming to tell me exactly what it says. Except that if it wouldn't have mentioned the word hakrivo, you would have been convinced that it's dependent entirely on the shechita. You did the shechita on Sunday. Sunday is the first day. The korban can only be eaten, obviously, from the time of Zrika. I don't know when you'll get around to that. That's your business. But the first day is Sunday. The second day is Monday. Monday night, you can't eat the carbon anymore. Which is not true. Of course, it is true. But which is not true. Maybe the way to understand the pasuk is, the clock starts to tick at the moment of the actual akravas hadam. You bring the dam, carbon becomes kosher l'achila. Now we start counting the 2 days. What day did you bring the dam? You shechted it on Sunday. Yeah, but you didn't do this because of dam until the night, which was perfectly kosher. Now the clock starts to tick. The night is already Monday. So therefore, Monday is your first day, Tuesday is your second day. Maybe that's what it means, right? So therefore, would be coming Gufa to teach me exactly what I thought it was teaching me. The dinim of Achila. Says the Gemara, V'dilma Achi Kamar Achbala. See that inside on the fourth line. V'dilma Achi Kamar Achbala. I Koriv Dama Idna. If you brought the Dama the same day that you did the Zvicha. So then indeed, Nitachel Basra Idna Lulamachar. Let us eat the Basar of the Shlomim today, Sunday, and tomorrow, Monday. But if you didn't get around to do the Koriva, meaning the Zvicha, Zrika, until Lamachar, so I Koriv Dam Lamachar, so then, then eat it on Monday and the next day, which is Tuesday. Yeah, that's great. Then why did you even mention the Shechita? If Shechita is not important, all that's important is the Kriva, which is like now is the Zrika. Why did you say Zvicha? I'm telling you not from the fact that it said Akrivo. I was telling you from the fact that it said two separate things, which are not related in any way. If you're going to start with the Zvicha, so then just say Zvicha. You're going to start with the Zrika, just say Kriva. Why put Kriva and Zvicha both? That doesn't make any sense. The only possible explanation is to tell me that that's coming to address a different issue. Namely, that you're limited to the kashrus of the dam to the Beyom Zivcho. That's a chiddush. So even though you have the right to eat until the end of the next day, you do not have dam that's going to be kosher until the end of dam the next day. The dam becomes nifsal the way it always becomes nifsal. B'shkiyat hachama. That's the point. Therefore, says the Gemara in Cain, name a krob yom hakrivo yeachel. What's this business of zivcho? Hakrivo et zivcho. All of that doesn't make any sense. Normally, Shumamina must be coming to link them to teach v'yom shatazoveach at hakrivo. But if it's already post zvicha day, then it's too late. V'yom shiatazoveach I ata makrivo.
So he cannot fill the dam that night.
He cannot. Now, the next issue that we had, that we mentioned earlier, which was raised between the lines of the Mishnah, is the question of pigo. It's going to turn out, as we're going to see soon, that there are two different dinim. There's a din of sreifat notar, that's always bayom. We learn out bayom ashlishi, you do not burn notar, fox catch. You do not burn notar unless it's during the day. But at what point did it become usher to eat the meat? Only the night before. Because at the end of the second day, as opposed to normal korbanos that are eaten on the day and the following night, the korban shlamim, its zman achila, ends at night. So we have this in-between state in which the Torah asers achila at night, but doesn't give it the din of neiser lagavi sreifa until the next morning. What is the din of someone who has a machsheves? Maybe it's pigo, maybe it isn't. But a machsheves of chutz lizman achila, but prior to zman sreifa. Is that pigo or not? That's the question. What the question really boils down to is, do we define the mechitzot of zman by achila, which means that the question of burning is a secondary issue? If you have no turn, the daytime burn it. What does that have to do with the machshava? The zman mechitza is, time is defined by the time for eating. What makes you think that sreifa has something to do with the mechitza of zman? There's a separate halacha. You have no tar in the daytime, burn it. What's that have to do with it? Or we could say just the opposite. The final state of violation of the time limitation, the mechitza of zman, is defined at the point where something is so horrifically out of sync with time that it needs to be burnt up. That's only the daytime. You're not allowed to eat it the night before. Who says that the din of achila is that which is indicative of the violation of time? That may be a separate halacha of the isra achila, not during the zman achila sakachi. So how do we define the mechitzas zman? That's not clear. This is the Gemara's question now. Itma. Hamechashev la'or shalishi. Somebody, bizman hashchita, bizman kabbalah, bizman hilacha, bizman hazrika, he has a machshava to eat or to be makriv the imurim after the end of the second day, which is the evening prior to the third day. That's called Or Shalishi, the evening of the third day. What's the din? Chizkiya Amar Kosher. Chizkiya says, look, it's not notar yet because you don't burn it. And since, as we saw before, virtual notar, which is the union of pigel, in which in my consciousness I violated the time limitations on this carbon, is dependent on real notar. Real notar is only defined by the din of sreifa for the next morning. How can you say that I created a virtual notar when I was talking about the night? You'll say, but you weren't allowed to eat it, so I was a bad boy. So I thought I would eat something. The Torah doesn't care if you had in mind to do something bad. Only cares if you did something bad. Well, I didn't do anything bad. So Memela, there was no violation in terms of virtual notar. Therefore, it's perfectly kosher. Rabbi Yochanan says, on the contrary, since you violated the Zman Achila, who cares about the Sreifa? Bottom line is, you created a virtual Chutz L'Zmanei. And therefore, it's like the meat itself would be notar, except that there's no din of Sreifa on it. Now, of course, as we'll see later, this would be Nogea, the Isser Notar, what would define the Isser Notar as well. That we'll see in a moment. So that's the difference. Well, it's clearly not notar yet. Tolo intak l'sreifa. If it was notar, the Torah would have said to burn it. The Torah, we're going to see later on, specifically says not to burn it. So then it can't be notar. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, on the contrary. This is a violation of time because you're not allowed to eat it. Va'it chile mi'achila. And, of course, the same machlokas between Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan and the determination of the status of pigo would naturally be the machlokas, the determination of the status of notar, because they're both of them are interrelated. Pigo is virtual notar. Therefore, we have the following machlokas as well. How about if you actually went ahead and you ate shalomim during the evening prior to sunrise on the third day, or shlishi? So Chizkiya says you're potter, because it's not real notar. So where do you get a chiyuv karet? The Torah said don't eat it. No, don't eat it doesn't mean it's not. It's no. It just says here is the zman of achila. You're a bad boy. You weren't mekayim that mitzvah. Fine. No, do me something. But if it were no tar, then there would have been a chiyuv sreifa as well. If there's no chiyuv sreifa, must be there's no chiyuv karet. And therefore, you're potter. There couldn't be a korban chatas associated with this if you did a b'shogeg, because the Torah didn't tell you yet to burn it. So it's obviously not real no tar. Rabbi Yochanan says, what does no tar have to do with burning it? That's a separate halacha. But l'gabi de'achila, since it's itchele me'achila, clearly it's no tar, and therefore if you did this b'shogeg, you'd be chayav. You have to bring a korban, because it's an isekaris. And therefore, chayav, de'itchele me'achila. And in fact, we have a raya to Rabbi Yochanan, that the din of notar is defined by the zman of achila and not by the zman of sreifa. Tanik avatid Rav Yochanan. Kodashim anecholim liyom echad. Now the first part has something to do with us. Kodashim anecholim liyom echad. They, of course, are really not going to be notar in the morning for both issues. It's only minarabonim they have to be eaten, not chatzis. But both as far as the din of becoming notar and the din of pigo, there it's obvious that it's the, as far as the Bosser is concerned, the Murim is concerned, it's the next morning it defines notar. And, as usual, when it comes to the Dam, then it's defined by Shkia. So, Kachem Nechom Neom Echad Mechashvim Midaman Mi Shetishaka Hama. But since you could be Makrav Emurim Kol HaLayla, and you can eat Mikra Din Kol HaLayla, then the Halach would be that the Makshava Chutz Zmano on the Bosser of Achilas Adam, or on the Murim of the Achilat HaMizbeach is defined by, close that door, fact, Mishiyale Amud HaShachar. So that would be defined from Alot HaShachar. That's obvious. Now, what about our case? Kachim HaNecholim L'Shnei Yamim V'Layla Echad. There, V'Chashvim B'Daman, also Mishetishka HaChama, U'Bem Emurihem Mishiyale Amud HaShachar, because it's still the Emurim. Where does it give the din of Emurim? Should be any different. But B'Visaran, at the end of the second day. That's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said. Since you're no longer allowed to eat it, it's already considered to be the Zman of Notar, and therefore you can also create the virtual Notar, which we call Pigul. Tandarabban, Yochol. Now here is, as usual, in the backwards presentation of the Gemara, working our way up to the Mikarais. Here we'll finally reach the Inyanim and the Psukim, which gave us the indication that there are two separate halachas. One lagabi the zman of achila, and one lagabi the zman of sreifa, which we're taking for granted. So turn around, Yochol, you might think that Yehune Cholim Lo'or Shalishi, that it would be mutter to continue to eat the shlomim also during the night before the morning of the third day. And, I mean, it makes sense, doesn't it? Dino? Zvachim Necholim Liyom Echad. Now look, some of the zvachim, the chatas and the asham and these are fish ametzi, but they're nechalim liyom echad. Toda even. But there are other zvachim, namely the shlomi. They're nechalim l'shneyami. Okay, so look, is not the din by zvachim nechalim liyom echad that laila acharehem is included? So av zvachim nechalim l'shneyami. But laila shacharehem, which in this case is the or shalishi, should be included. Therefore, in order to avoid making that error, the pasuk goes out of its way to say, v'hanotar ad yom. And anotar by yom ashlishi. Anotar ad yom, which means that it's only ba'od yom. By the way, Rabbi Ephraim learns the Tosfos, it's because of the lashon of ad v'lo ad b'chalal, until the day. So ba'od yom, until it's that day, the third day, at any point, is how he understands it. Or while it's still day of the second day, the way Rashi understands it. Only then is it ne'echal, ve'eino ne'echal or shlishi. It will not be eaten in the evening of the third day. Oh, so if that's the case, it should follow the general dinim of notar, and it should be burned immediately. Yochol yisaref miyad, and which is also makes a lot of sense, right? I mean, dinu, zvachim ar ne'echalim liyom echad, as we said, chatas, osham, teida, zivcheshal meitzibur, and zvachim ne'echalim l'shneyamim, korban shlomim. Ma zvachim ne'echalim liyom echad. Is it not true that whenever the time of the Achila ends, that's when the time of Sreifa begins? So it says, Anotara Boker Beishi Sreifa. Okay. So then that should be true. That's Vachim and Echalam, the Shnei Yamim, such as the Shlomim here. and the Zman of Achila ends in the evening, so then immediately, as it becomes Asal Achila, you should now start burning it. Vahanotar Be'ishisareth. Talmud Lomar, for some weird reason, it doesn't say Vahanotar Be'ishisareth. It says Vahanotar Mipsar Azevar Bayom HaShlishi Be'ishisareth. Why do I have to stress again? Bayom HaShlishi. To tell me Biyom Atasorfo. V'i Atasorfo Balayla. Therefore, I now have a contradiction in my mind. Is this real notar during the night? Why does the Torah say not to burn it? On the other hand, is it not real notar? Why does the Torah say not to eat it? So therefore, this is what creates the problem, which has two possible interpretations. One interpretation, which is with Yochanan, is that the din of Sreifa, which is Biyom, is nothing to do with the notar. It's just that you don't burn kachim at night. And there's a halacha of burning kachim at Psulim during the daytime, when we do a lot of things in kachim. What does that have to do with the din of the notar? It was possible.
The notar is relevant.
The din of notar, it is relevant in the sense that these are psulei kachim, but it doesn't relate specifically to Sreifa. We burn a lot of things that are apostles. We burn, well, and we always burn in the daytime, no? So therefore it only became notar in the daytime. What makes you think that? More logical, says Rabbi Yochanan, is that the din of achila is what defines the notar. Chizkiah takes the opposite tack. He keeps saying, v'hanotar be'ishisareif. That's the makor of Sreifa. Which means that the din of Sreifa biyom is not a din in Sreifa's kachim, it's a din in becoming notar biyom. So why then did the Torah say don't eat it? Well, what makes you think that the Isser of Achila is only because something is notar? But you cannot conceive that the Torah gives you a Zman of Achila. This is when I'm giving it to you to eat. That has absolutely nothing to do with psulim that are created, such as notar. There's other reasons not to eat. I didn't give it to you to eat during that time. But the din of notar, indeed, is definitive in terms of Sreifa. Those are two totally different interpretations. You can see why it's this contradiction, so to speak, that forces you to take a stand. That's the machlokas, both Lagabi the Chiyuv of Koras, of notar, and Lagabi the Dinam of Pigo, which is linked to notar. Again, as we saw, the Torah calls it actually notar, even though it was only a virtual notar, in terms of machshava. A notar by Yom HaShlishi can't really mean notar, as we saw in that case. So Rashi, once again, to review that drasha. Rashi takes the simple meaning that all of that was unnecessary, and therefore ad is understood as be'od yom. So as long as the sun still shines. But if you can't let the sun shine in, then you can't eat the basar either. Rabbi Ephraim says that the real meaning over here, that doesn't make sense, because then why did it repeat vahanotar in the middle? In other words, if you tell me b'yom ha'shlishi ba'od yom, then it wouldn't say vahanotar ad yom. That doesn't make any sense, does it? Therefore, he says it must be the ad yom means a separate din. Hanotar is ad yom, meaning only up until the yom ha'shlishi, is what I'm telling you. If it's not up until, what do you mean up until? Does that be yom ha'shlishi? It's ad yom ha'shlishi. The moment that that day is finished, then the moment the previous day, that take you up to the beginning of the next day. So that means it can't be eaten b'leil shlishi, because that's already ad, that's entering into the next stage. You can't enter into the next stage, otherwise what did I have to say ad? So the ad is the indication, not od.
We see that in ad lo yodah.
Habechor, v'amaser, v'apesach, moving down now into the final stage of kachim kalim, which have the least chomor halachas of all. Then we have the following. Three, remember, we had three cases where we have a special kula legabi the dam, that there's only one matana, and we have special dinim legabi achila, obviously. So let's take a look at the last three cases. Bechor, Maaser, v'Pesach. All of them have the din of kachim kalim, vis-a-vis the dinim of me'ila, yaitzit, and so forth. And shchitatan bechol makom bazara, that follows the typical din of kachim kalim. But here, instead of saying domun ton shtei matanot shein arba, the man is ton only a matanachat, ubelvat yitain keneged hayesod. Now the halacha over here is that single netina is a zrika, not a shvicha, as we're going to talk about in a moment. Keneged hayesod, where we learn that from is also not clear. Maybe it means anywhere. And they are different when it comes, we cannot call them all one set when it comes to achila. Because bechor is only eaten by kohanim. That's assuming that it's the real korban bechor, not the bechor that's a balmun. The maaser, that's eaten by anybody. There's no special dinim of achila. And, of course, the Pesach is going to be, has the most strict definition of achila, in a sense, in that only somebody who was in advanced manui, so he has to have an actual registration. Oh, this particular korban is allowed to eat of it. And the din is that there are ne'echalim b'chol ha'ir, they can be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. They can be eaten in any mode of preparation, just like other kachim kalim, which of course is not true of the korban pesach. You can't boil a korban pesach. So, v'chol ma'achal. And they also would be eaten like the b'chorim aser, would be eaten like the korban shlomim. Shnei yamim v'layla achad, but the pesach. The pesach is eino ne'echal ela b'layla, and not only that, it's eino ne'echal only until chatzot. And that's putting it over here together with Laila. She was going according to the Man Yomar, who holds that that's the Zman of Achilas HaPesach Mikra Adin. And furthermore, it's Enon Echal Alal Minuyav. It's only eaten to registered Pesach eaters on this korban. Ve'enon Echal Alal Tzli, and it cannot be. It's the only kachim that we saw that has a unique din of preparation. It's got to be roasted. Mantana, who is the author of the Mishnah that's putting together in the Mishnah Maaser, Pesach, and Bechor, as if they have exactly the same din of dam, matanot dam, because the only makor that we have is by Bechor. By Bechor, it says damam et tizrok. You remember that we had before the ach Bechor shor, and Bechor Keves, and Bechor Eiz, three mentions of Bechor. Damam Tizrok. Now, there was a big machlok that we had before. Does Damam Tizrok mean the above three types of Bechor? Which is a little weird, because, I mean, it's all Bechor. You're just telling me which animals are... Catch, fuck! You're just telling me which animals are higher than the Bechor, right? Woo!
Think it's on a short story.
He would be fast asleep waiting after. Let me tell you something. So the question over there is, do we read that as a ribui? Damam, all types of dam of the equivalent korbanot, or damam b'chor shor b'chor kesa b'chor eiz? That was a machlokas we had earlier. Since the Mishnah puts together the three korbanot, it's clear, says the Gemara Rav Chista, that this is the sheet of Rabbi Yossi Haglili that we had earlier, the Tanya. Rabbi Yossi Haglili Omer, chelbolo ne'amar, ela chelbam, damolo ne'amar, ela damam. Now how did we get to a plural from the discussion of a single type of korban, namely a bechor? All of us talking about is a bechor. Just gave three examples of a bechor. But giving three examples doesn't justify using in your pronoun a lashon rabim. Why are we pluralizing it over here? You're telling me, ach bechor shor, bechor kesev, bechor eiz. What should it say? Kodesh hu, domo tizrok, chelbo taktir. But it doesn't say that. It says him. It says damam tizrok, chelbam taktir. How do you explain that? Li made, the only explanation is that it's extending the dinim of Bechor to the other two karbanas that also were linked to this halacha and that are never spoken about anywhere else. Where did the Torah say what to do with the korban pesach? Only talked about eating the korban pesach. How do you bring the korban pesach?
Does it have its similarity or just that there's not a mention of it?
It doesn't say anything about it, nor does it say anything about meiser. The only thing that it does talk about is Bechor. Therefore, the Lashon Rabim must be to create a set out of the all of those karbanas that were still left without any definition, that here the Torah is coming to teach me that the dam is to'un, matan damim, the karban is to'un, matan damim, v'murim legabim is be'ach, and as we'll see, tomorrow it has to be k'neged ha'yesod, which we're going to ask tomorrow, how do we know that it has to be k'neged ha'yesod? So, to summarize, the implications of that would mean at damam tizrok, that would be a halacha, not of shvicha. Usually when we talk about any dam that's been given to the Yisod directly, it's only bishvicha, not bizrika. Remember that bishvicha allows the dam to be deposited through gravity alone. There's absolutely no force that's imparted by the kohen to the dam. Mashenken if it's bizrika means that the kohen has to be zorik from afar in order to also provide a vector in the direction towards the Yisod, but it's not enough to let it drop down to the Yisod. That is only based on the comparison of the Dama Bechor B'loshen Rabbim to also the Pesach and the Maaser. Otherwise, the most that we would have is a din of Shvicha. Our Mishnah, therefore, in talking about Ton, Matana, Achas, all as one set, has got to be going. Otherwise, it would have been essential to differentiate, the same way we differentiated in terms of the dinim of the Achila, would have been essential to differentiate in the dinim of the Netinat Adam. Because how would we say they're all the same? If one is Bezrik and the others are Beshvicha. So that was part of the issue that we discussed earlier in Masechta. Omer Rabbi Yudama Shmuel, in chayavim mishum tum'a, el al orach 187, arochav 135. Tani Tanek Abedir Reb Nachman kala azorah ita kaps arochav kala. Omalei, well, na'okhi omer li abba, we're going zeh, Kohanim dechvasim v'sham v'ochlim sham chachim kachim, shorchim sham kachim kalim, chayavim mishum tuma. What do you mean, kagon zeh? L'mutei mai. Ilei melamu'utei the thickness of the chalonot and the dlotot. Or the ovi hachoma, if you're standing on the wall. Tanina hachalonot v'ovi hachoma kilifnim. So how could it be memai that? Ela lamu'utei lishakot? Well, ibnu yot v'chol, but there's still b'tuchot hakodesh. The din is atran tochen kodesh. That's midrabbanan in terms of the iser of tuma, but not any heterim. V'dioraita lo, catch president.
Good cricket.
V'atanya lishakot b'neiot bechol b'tochot hakodesh minayin shakonim nichlasim sham v'ochlim sham, which means that it's even midrabbanan. Kachikach v'sharim mincha. Talmud lamar bechatzar ohel moed yochlu, despite the fact that it said b'makom kadosh. So what is the possible need to repeat? Unless atorah riptach hatzirot harbe etzel achila achat, which must be lishakot. Omar Rava, well that's true, but it's only true l'gabi achila. What? But lid yituma lo. V'atanya lishakot abnuyot b'cho uptuchot l'kodesh. Kohanim nichlasim l'sham v'ochlim sham kachi kachim. Ve'in shochtim sham kachim kalim, ve'chayavim mishum tuma. Ah, come on, man, that's so inconsistent. Lav amrit ain shochtim. So then, ninami, to be consistent. Ain chayavim, obviously, somebody got mixed up. Ha! Bishlema ain shochatim, that's because bina kenegat apetra v'leka. Ve'in chayavim, amar. Really now. The time ech ain shochatim, milo askin edike shchita kenegat apetra anyway? And there's some other pagam of the Krishata Azara? The Eleka. So what do I need to repeat all of this over here? It's irrelevant at all. Aloha. Lamai Yisrach. Ela, it's got to be a blanket statement. Av agav de kashachin kenegad apeta. So if that's the case, sni. Ein shochatin. And it's because mishum de lo kadish, right? So toninami in chayavim in terms of the dinim of the Kedushas Azor for across the board. For Tuma as well. So wait, now you're telling me la achila lo beina kenegad apetach. V'atani Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yudah Omer shnei pishpushin ayu v'betach halifot govan shimona. And dig this, man. Kidei lachshir tazara la achila kachim kachim. L'shkilat kachim kalim. Om Ravina, that's a mistake. Samei mikan achila. What do you mean samei mikan? What about the pasuk? Aktiv bashlu et abasar petach omoid v'sham tachlu oto. That's kachisha. Kachesha'a shayneh. Omer of Yitzhak Barov Adimi. Minayin ledam shenifsal b'shkiyat hachama. Shenaba b'yom ha'akrivo et zivcho yeachel. This tells me, b'yom sh'ata zoveach ata makriv. B'yom sh'iata zoveach yata makriv. What do you mean? I mean, boy, le guf. They obviously know that you're allowed to eat 2 days. Ah, im kei nemakro b'yom zivcho yeachel. What are you throwing in a word that's irrelevant? Hakrivo lomami. Wait a minute. It's not irrelevant at all? Then the clock begins ticking now. And then then the clock begins to tick only then. And then and all the way through liyuma uchura. If that were the case, you don't need zivcho. The whole point I was making is you cannot have two coordinates that are mutually exclusive. So what are you pointing them out for? Lomali, shmamina, b'yom sh'ata zoveach, that day and only that day atamakriv. B'yom sh'ata zoveach, yatamakrivo. Itma. How about in the penumbra between the Zman HaAchila of the day and the Zman HaSreifa the next day? So, HaMechashev LaOr Shelishi, Chizki Omar Kasher, Rabbi Yochanan Omar Pasol. Chizki Omar Kasher, look, Lo Yitek V'Sreifa, Rabbi Yochanan Omar Pasol. Hey man, it's Yitchila Me'achila. Same thing is true Lagabi the Isser of Karet Anot. Aroch LaOr Shelishi, Chizki Omar Patur. Once again, Lo Yitek V'Sreifa. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Chayav, Yitchila Me'achila. In fact, Tanik Avati Rabbi Yochanan, Kotcher V'Lechol Menyum Echad V'Chash V'Dome, Mishit Shakach, Amar V'Saran V'Emur Ehen, Mishiyah Le'amod HaShachar. On the one hand, you have Zvachim Nechalim Yom Echad. On the other hand, you have Zvachim Nechalim Shnei Yomim. They ought to be parallel. Ma Zvachim Nechalim Yom Echad Laila Achareyem. Av Zvachim Nechalim Shnei Yomim Laila Achareyem. Tavud Lomar Banotar Ad Yom. That's Dafka Ba'od Yom Unechal. Einu Nechal Yor Shalishi. Ah, so if that's the case, Yochu Yisrath Miyad. After all, Vadinu, keep it parallel. Zvachim nechalom yom echad, zvachim nechalom shnei yomim, ma zvachim nechalom yom echad, tekev lachila srifa. Av zvachim nechalom shnei yomim, tekev lachila srifa. Talmud lomar bayom ha-shelishi, ba'esh yisarev. Bayom ha-tasrofo, v'yat-tasrofo, balayla, clearly supportive of Rabbi Yochanan. Ha-bechor ve'amaser ve'apesach, kochim kalim, shkita tamachom mekom ba'azara, However, they are not a single set when it comes to Achila. Habachor nechal kohanim, habaaser lechol adam, and the modality of the Achila, nechol b'chol ha'ir, b'chol ma'achal, the shnei yomim, laila achad. A Pesach, on the other hand, is eno nechal al b'laila, eno nechal al achatzot, eno nechal el l'menuyov, v'eno nechal el atzali. Mantana omrefis gotta be Rabbi Yosef Glili the Tanya. Rabbi Yosef Glili omre chelbolo nemar el chelbam. Damolo nemar el damam. Now that can't possibly be a reference to Bechor Shor, Bechor Kesef, Bechor Eiz, which are just examples of one singular Bechor. Must be limit a Bechor, but also Maser v'Pesach. Shetuni matan domim ve'imurim legabe mizbeach.
Following is the daf from the previous daf yomi cycle.
Okay, we're holding on daf nun hei on the base. One line up from the bottom at the end of the line. Omer Yedar Meshmuel. So we've been discussing, really, the mokom of Shkita Kodshei Kodashim. And we ended up, really, because of the additional ptachim, because of the parbar, we ended up basically including the entire Azora for Shkitas Kodshei Kodashim, excluding areas that were inside the Shakot, which are considered to be Tzidet Stotim. That's not included.
Kodshei
Kodashim, what did I say? Oh, for heaven's sakes. I'm telling you, humanity. Yeah. So Amrav, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Im Chayavim Mishum Tumel Al Orach Mea Vishmonim B'Sheva Al Orachav Mea Ushloshim B'Chamesh. The only time, now he's comparing really the dinim of the Chiyav of a Tamei that's Nichlad into the Beis Hamikdash, telling us that essentially it's the same as the din of Shkita Kodshim Kali. And just like we ended up including the entire Azora, but only the Azora. So too, the Chiyav of Tuma is only on a measurement of length of 187 by a width of 135, meaning the entire Azora, but not the Azrasnashim, not the Chel, not the Arabayit. None of that is included in the Chiyav of Tuma for Nichmas into the Mikdash Betuma. So these are easy caps to remember. So it's Kuf Pei Zion on Kuf Lamed He. Just remember the keystone caps, easy caps, lighthearted caps. so that way you'll remember the shear of the Azara. And Tani Tanaka, may there not when Kol Azara Haita Kaps Arokav Kol Kalav. And that's the shear. And he said, Amalei Haki Amalei Ako Kegonze Kohanim Nechvatim Lesham Rokim Sham Kachi Kachim Vishertim Sham Kachim Kalim V'chayavim Mishum Tumah. That's the shear in which we were speaking of Shkitas Kachim Kalim all over. That's also the same shear for Achilas Kachi Kadashim. It's only in the Azara proper. And it's also the same shear for the Tiev of Tumah. Now, when you say that that's the shear, Kuf Pei Zion on Kuf Lamed Hei, what are you excluding? When you say Kagonze, as opposed to what? I mean, if you're telling me you need the Kiddush Gazor, I mean, if you're telling me you need the Kiddush Gazor, I mean, why are we making all of these descriptions and so on? So is it to exclude? Then maybe it's to tell me that if you have an area in which there's a hollow inside of a wall, where there's actually one of the gates or the openings, and the question is, if I'm standing within the area of the wall itself, so I'm underneath the doorway, so maybe you're telling me that that's not included in the Kedushas Azara of the Kuf Pei Zayin Al Kuf Lamed Hei, and that's what it's coming to be Mamayit. Well, now wait a minute. That's not necessarily so, because what's the case? Ibn Yot Becholot Tufet Lekodesh. If you're coming to tell me it's to exclude even things that may extend into areas that are chulin compared to the Azara, but they're opened into the Azara. It says Beferish Tochan Kodesh, that in such cases, if it opens into a Mokom Kodesh, that it is itself internally Kodesh. Yeah, it says that, but that's Min Rabbanan. That's only basically L'chumra to tell me that you can't be Nechras L'chumra and so on, but it doesn't mean that you'd be allowed to eat Kachim there. Is that so? Midirais Alo? But Tanya, it says Beferish Mishkot Benuyot Bechot. Uptuchot lakodesh, and get this, minayin shekohanim nichlasim l'sham v'ochlim sham kachikachim v'shir animcha. You're telling me that the rabbonin are being matir to eat kachikachim v'shir animcha, the plate that's also ba'afila. I mean, obviously, this is the araisa, and it says that a lishka that is built in the area that is chulin, as long as it's opened up to the area which is kodesh, kohanim can walk into the lishka, and they can eat. Talmud Lomar, how do I know it? It says Bechatzar Ohel Moed Yochlua. This is after it says Beferish that Yochlu B'Makom Kadosh, then it repeats again Bechatzar Ohel Moed Yochlua. So obviously, the Torah is being marked at various places for Akhila. HaTorah Lipta HaTzerot Harbe Yitzel Akhila Akat. It says Yochlua, so being eat it, meaning the same type of Akhila, even Pesach HaShikadoshim. It has to be eaten b'makom kadosh. Well, it can also be eaten b'chatzar omer. In other words, there's different areas that are acceptable when it comes to achilas kachim. They're acceptable as the chatzar omer. Now that obviously is a deraita, because there's no way that the rabbanon are going to be makil to allow achila in a place that doesn't have the kedushas hazara. Well, Nomar Rava, that's true. But l'achila shayni, the dinim that define the nature of achila are not the equivalent of the dinim that define the hilkas tumah. And therefore, when we said before that it's coming to be mamayit, indeed, we suggested it's coming to be mamayit to ovi achoma, or the yikalonot, that's true. But only l'gabi tumah. But when it comes to achila, indeed, midiraisa, those places are also considered to be Kodesh the Kedusha Sazar. Yeah, but that's a different issue. There is also a question of via the mixas, which we haven't gotten to yet. So you're telling me, Avalayin Tumah Lo? What? You're claiming, Rava, that this limud that adds Chatzerot Arbei in terms of the Kedusha Sazar of Brachila does not apply to Tumah? But Tanya, Lishakot habnuyot l'cholup truchot l'kodesh. Kohanim nechvasim sham, v'ochlim sham kotche kotchim. Okay, that's fine. So far it's saying the same thing. Ve'en shachtim sham kachim kalim. Well, okay, you could say that's because it's today to study, maybe, right? And then it says, Beferish v'chayavim mishum tuma. Huh? You're saying mishum tuma does not have a din of the Azara. And that's how you were coming to explain that you're only chayav on the Azara and kuf bezayin or kuf lamed hey. How do you explain this? Well, it says, well, but look, I mean, obviously there's something wrong with the structure over here. I mean, you're coming to tell me Kohanim nitlasim nesham ve'ochlim. Positively, yeah, they can eat there. Then you say ve'ein shochtim, but you can't check there. And then you turn around and you say, but there is a chiyuv of tumah. I mean, what you should say is first, if you hold the tumah is the same as the akiva, say Kohanim nitlasim ve'ochlim sham v'chayav nishum tumah. But nonetheless, ein shochtim sham because of tzidek tzadim or something. But I mean, the way that is obviously it's a mistake. So Lav Amr Ein Shochtim, the way that you read it is first comes Ein Shochtim, it's okay, it should say Ein Chayavim Mishum Tuma. No, wait a minute. I mean, Ein Shochtim makes sense. Because remember, there's one additional criterion when it comes to the din of Shechita, namely, that it has to be Pesach or Mayeh, and we remember Mayeh that Tzidei Tzedonim. Correct? Let me just turn that off, son. It would not turn this off. We were Mamayat Tzidei Tzedodim. So, okay, it may have the Kedushas Azorah. The Kedushas Azorah, I mean, so did the back of the Heichal have Kedushas Azorah. That has nothing to do with the question of whether you can check there. So, fine, it makes sense to say, Ein Shoftim. Where did you get the idea that in terms of Kedushas HaZorah, there's a difference between the Hilchos Achila and Hilchos Tumah? I mean, I don't understand what you're picking this out of a hat. Ela Ein Chayavi in Amai. Why would I say Ein Chayavi? If you're telling me I'm allowed to eat this, why wouldn't I be Chayav on Tumah there? Oh, says Rabbi, well, the time that, well, what do you think it means? That what, Ein Shayavi means because it's a problem of Sidei studying? So then that has nothing to do with the halacha of the Kedushas HaZorah, but the rest of the sugya does have to do with it. Is that fair? I mean, obviously, when the Tana is coming to compare the halachas and he's saying Ein Shariftim, he must be talking about even an alishka that directly faces the Pesach. Where is there such a lishka? But by the sides of the Beit HaKhalifot. We said the Beit HaKhalifot, which was the T, the top of the T of the Heka, faces towards an Alakson, north and south, right? On both sides. So there were Lishka Kotar. The door of the Lishka, if you're standing by the door of Lishka, you can see directly to the Pishpesh. And the Pishpesh was at the end of the Pesach. Nonetheless, the time has come to say you can't check from the Lishka. That's the point. That's what I'm saying, says Rava. This time is not coming to confuse us with throwing in other din and other criterion in the middle of the question of what has halacha of the Hilchos HaZorah. Therefore, the pshat is, Miloy Askina Dika Shpita Keneged HaPesach. I mean, obviously, it's talking about even in a case where you do have Shpita Keneged HaPesach. The Elek, I mean, if not, so Lama, you say, what, this is where you have to tell me halacha, but ain't Sheriffin, as if it's a din in the HaZorah. What do you have to tell me that for? I have a whole mission that discusses the Yadim, where I'm allowed to be Sheriffin. Ela Apaga, the Koshafik Keneged HaPesach, Tani Ain Sheriffin. The point over here is, says Rava, that the Tana of the Brisa is saying that even though you do have Shita Keneged HaPesach, you got another problem. What's your problem? That you're inside of a Lishka that is not included within the Kuf Bei Zayin or Kuf Lamed Hey. That's the point. And he's coming now to be reminded that. That's why, that when he said before, Omar Liaba, Shidayim Zed Kayanim Nitrasim Hashem Atzalim, okay, the Kayamim Mishum Tuma, that was referring to the Kigayim Zed. And I tell you, what's the reason? It's obviously Mishum Delo Kodesh. The point is that it wasn't given the Kedushas HaZorah. So if that's the point, so then Tzninami Ein Chayavi. So then say the same thing, Legabe Visaloch. You're not Chayav Mishum Tuma. If you're telling me there's a difference in the level of Kedushas HaZorah, and that there's a unique halacha of Chatzera Itzharbe, that there's a din of being patuach to the Azara when it comes to Achila. And that's unique because we learned it out of the Pasuk. B'chatzar oyomeid yochlua, in addition to Yeh'akel b'makom kadosh. So that means that the Torah had relaxed the standards for Akiva, but has not relaxed the standards for Shkita and for the Chiyuvim of Tumah. That's what I say, says Rava. There's not one set of halachas that defines the Kedushas Hazara for all things. Because the din of Akiva's Kachir Kachir is not a din in Kedushas Hazara. It's a din in the Mokum of the Hazara. And that's what the Torah is being marveh, even if you're in a Lishka, because of the extra prosik, b'chatzarei omayit. Now, so wait a minute then. You're telling me, basically, you walk into a Lishka, any Lishka, as long as it's Petuah HaKodesh, you cannot see the Pesach of the Omayit. And in other words, you're telling me that there's no din of Pesach HaOmayit, there's only a din of Chatzar HaOmayit when it comes to Akilah. And that the din of Pesach HaOmayit is limited to Shvita. That's what you're telling me.
And Tumah?
No, not necessarily. Not necessarily. But the Kedushas Azar would be the same, Megabi Tumah. In other words, even by your relaxed standards, you have to address two different issues. Because remember, there's three different things that we need to discuss. The level of the Kedusha of the Azara, that's Benogei Atuna. Then we have the level of Psicha, that's Benogei Ashkita. We wouldn't have those additional doors in the power bar in the back. It wouldn't help that the Kedusha Azara. It's separate din, it has to be Pesach HaYomayim. And then we have a halacha called Chatzar HaYomayim. Chatzar HaYomayim is the Gabi Akila, but it's not necessarily dependent on the Kedusha Azara as far as Rav is concerned. So there's three separate things which generally overlap. However, they don't completely overlap. In other words, when it comes to the halacha of achila, you can eat in a lishka. But when it would come to the din of shechita, you can't shech for the lishka. Even, according to Rava, even if it's facing the Pesach HaOmayit. Or another difference, there wouldn't be a parbar, or the pishpesh would be closed, and you're standing on the sides of the Beit HaKalichot, you're not allowed to shecht. Even though it's completely covered with Kedusha Hazara, there's no difference whatsoever. But you can't shecht because of a technicality. You don't have a Pesach HaOmayit. For that matter, if the door wasn't open to the HaOmayit, the doors hadn't opened yet to the Beit HaMikdash, you wouldn't be able to shecht. The shechita would be possible. So that's a completely different standard. Then you have this new halacha, legabe tumah, which is completely dependent on one thing and one thing only, and that's the level of the Kedushas Hazara. But that means that according to Rava, there'd be no problem of walking into a lishka, for that matter, shutting the door, and sitting and eating in private, which would mean that there's no din of re'iyas ha-pesach when it comes to akilas. It's not the same concept of bifnei the ayahomayet at all. So you're telling me, l'akila lo be'inan k'neged ha-pesach? Is that what you're saying? Yesterday, we said b'feirish, that one of the reasons that we had those pishpishim was to allow the Kohanim to eat. And what do we need to allow the Kohanim to eat? If you're telling me the din of Chatzar HaOmayit is marba even places, which are lishakot, they're not k'neged ha-pesach b'chlau. Not only that, they don't even have the same din in the Kedushas Hazara. Now you're telling me that Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda Omer, which is what we said yesterday, Shnei Pishpishin Ayu Bebeit HaKalichot, Govan Shmona, Gedei Lahakshar Sazor, Lachila is Kachi Kachi. Remember those words? In order to make it possible for Kohen to eat Kachi Kachi over there, what does it have to do with eating Kachi Kachi? If I could eat Kachi Kachi, even in a place that didn't even have a connected person, well, perhaps it wasn't even a Kachi Pekadush Sazor, the Gabbat in a Matuma. This is outrageous that he should say such a thing rather than. Well, the Shkita is Kachi Kalim. Okay, fine, the Shkita, I understand. Omer Ravina says, Ravina, it's a mistake. But this is an impossible problem. It's clearly a mistake. Samimikan Akila. Erase Akila. We're so used, it's just a question of agaburke. Because generally speaking, Akila for Kachi, we always talk about it in the same breath. Akila is Kachi Kalim, and Shvita Kachi Kodashi. Generally speaking, 99% of the time, it's the same place. But certainly, we didn't need a din of Pesach, Lagabi Akhila, and we just threw that in, because that's the way the place is referred to.
So right. We're picking up from yesterday's?
That's right. We're saying we made a mistake. But, Vaksiv, Vashmuat Abbasar, Petach Ohamoi, Visham Tochluoto. Yeah, this is the Farish.
eat it in front of the Olamoid. I mean, what do you think about that? It's a Pharisee Pasuk. It's exactly the same lashon that we had over here by Shlomi, Legabe the Din of Shkita. Pesach Olamoid. How do you ignore Pesach Olamoid that is said, Legabe Akhila? Says Igmar, we don't. But remember that that was said, Legabe the Miluim. By the Miluim, indeed, there was a very special halacha of Pesach Olamoid that's repeated in many ways when it comes to the Miluim. The whole idea of the Kohanim having to be there the whole time, the 7 days, and not allowed to leave. I mean, yes, that was a very special time. But you certainly don't learn out Kodshei Deres from Kodshei Shoah. This is a special halacha. Kodshei Shoah shining. The special dinim that applied at the time of the Miluim was a Gzeres HaKasuf, and it was very extensive in its special halachas, that Gzeres HaKasuf. That doesn't mean that there's generally a halacha of eating B'dafka Pesach HaLamayit. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Avadi, Minayin L'dam Shenifsal B'Shkiyat HaChama. How do we know that the dam of a korban is posel once Shkiyah comes? And in this particular case, as we could say that there's a, generally speaking, there's a halacha of lina. We know the din of lina, but generally when something is on the mizbeach, we have a call that ain lina mo'elas b'rosh hashom mizbeach. As long as something is in the process, let's say you were bringing the emurim were supposed to be brought during that day, they're still on the mizbeach, and they continue to burn them on the mizbeach. There's no lina when something is on the mizbeach. But when it comes to the din of dam, how do we know that dam becomes posel once there's shkia and there's nothing you can do with it now? There's no way to be makshir the carbon, even if it was already on the mizbeach. Ah, that I learn out shenema biyom hakrivo et zivcho yeachel, which means, and we're going to explain how we derive it from here, which means that the kriva and the zvicha has to be on the same day. So that means that I can't have the zvicha, the shkita, which would, of course, open the door, the shkita, which would only be the yom. And now I can go ahead and bring the dam, because it was Baruch Hashem Mizbeach, and I'll bring the dam on another day. It has to be on that same day. So biyom shi'iyat hazoveach, if it's already past the time now that would be kosher for zvicha, so then he had tamakrit. I mean, why does the pasuk tell me anything? Why is the pasuk just saying exactly what it's saying? It's saying that you have to eat it on the same day. I mean, that's all that it says. I mean, very little goofy. This is just coming to tell me that the yom zivcho yachel umi mochorat. That's what it says. Eat it today and the next day. So this is where we learn out the halacha that you're supposed to eat shlomim for 2 days and the night in between. Well, who gives you the right now to make these drushes, that the zvich has to be the hakrova, meaning the bringing of the dam has to be on the same day as the act of the zvicha.
What did
it mean? No, that doesn't. Im kein, name a kra, b'yom zivcho. All you have to say is, b'yom zivcho, ye'achel, l'mochorat. What's this, b'yom akrivo et zivcho? You're bringing in two factors over here. Hakrova, zvicha, equals achila. That's what you're saying. I mean, if all that it means is that start from the day of the Shkita Hashlok, so then say so. Say, b'yom zivcho ye'achel. I mean, if you're bringing in hakriva, lomali, so it's coming to tell me now something else in addition. It's coming to tell me, and by the way, the question of when you could be makriv is b'yom shata zoveach, ata makriv, or b'yom shiata zoveach, yata makriv. Now, how do you know it means that? can you eat the meat of a korban if you didn't do the zrika properly? No, of course not. The zrika is the matir. I mean, we've said this all along. It's the whole point of the pigol dinim, right? So, I mean, how could the Torah ignore the zrika zadam? What it's telling you is that if you did the zrika zadam properly, so then you need a baser. I mean, so it's talking about two things. It has to be at the time, starting at the day that you did the shechita, of course, assuming that you did the zrika properly. So it has to mention the yom akrivo. Okay, we're going to ignore that. So the yom akrivo, come on. Maybe all that the Torah is saying is, ikariv dama idna, ekol basar idna. that if the dam was sprinkled, so, okay, so now you can eat the basa. So today, and then ulamokorat. But if you didn't do the zrikas adam on the same day, and the dam was up on the mizbeach and didn't become basa, do it the next day. It start from the next day. Maybe it's saying that there's two elements over here. You can look at the time that the zrika was done, in which case we're saying the exact opposite of what you're saying. You're claiming that it's saying, well, no, it's got to be the zrika the same day that you did the zvicha, because otherwise it's possible. Maybe on the contrary, maybe it's saying, look, generally speaking, you could eat the carbon on the day of the zvicha, but only if you've done the zrika on that day. But if you do the zrika the next day, start the count of achilas baser from the time that the baser is kosher to eat, which is only the next day.
But
it's still on the mizbeach. Yeah.
That's
good. Yeah. So there's no psilina. At least it's how Rashi means it.
The meter doesn't begin to run.
The meter doesn't begin to run, exactly. Begins to run, exactly. Spoken like a true New Yorker.
Why does it blood overnight?
On the mizbeach.
Next you get the whole night?
Yeah. Why not?
It's not a lot of work.
Yeah. Aliens, there's no problem.
Yeah, but you get a little mixture.
That's right.
But can they go down?
That's the point. Yeah. This means shape. Says the Gemara, because in Cain, if that's the case, you didn't have to mention the Shita. If all you're coming to tell me is that the meter starts running at the time that the bus becomes kosher, so then just say, the Yom HaKrivo Yechel, and forget about Zivcho completely. If I say the Yom HaKrivo Yechel, so then you're telling me the day that I did the Zrikas Adam, that's the day that I have to start counting now is the first day. Zivcho Lomali. Why mention the concept of Zivcho before? Shmamina, therefore, is coming to tell me that the two are interrelated. That indeed these two standards will always be the same. Because you can't have a Zrika Tadam, meaning the Yom HaKrivo, on a day that is different than the day of the Zvicha. That's the idea, you see. So that's why Shmamina, B'yom Shatazoveach, Atam HaKrivo, but B'yom Shiyatazoveach, Yatam HaKrivo. Now that's the point that we were making. Now, the question here is raised, fascinating question, because now it turns out that there exists a concept of Noser on something that is left over, not till the morning, mind you, but till the evening. In other words, normally Noser, we're talking always in terms of Kachikachin, in terms of Karmic Pesach, Vaneser Ad Baker, I mean, keep talking about Neser Ad Baker. Yeah, so we always think about Neser Ad Baker. But this is very interesting, because now we have a Neser Ad Erev, either in terms of the actual Achila, with the boss, and now it's the second day, and it's the evening, now that's going to begin the third day. So now this becomes Osir. Or, when it comes to Zrikas Adam, the Dam became Pusel Bolina at the time of Shkia. Correct? So now, what would happen, indeed, could I be Mefagel by having a Kavana of Achila Chutz Lizmano, even though it's not Boker yet? Because we kept thinking about Pigel in terms of the next day. And how about here? So this is Gemara's next question. Hamechashev le'or shlishi. Somebody, it should say, by the way, Tosa says it should say not le'or, but or shlishi. Because le'or means the following night. Or means like or le'arba asar, means the night before. So he suggests changing the girsa. I suggest that we don't change the girsa for the simple reason that it doesn't mean what it normally means here. The lamed in this case is referring to his projection into the future, meaning to or shlishi, not le or shlishi. So it's a completely different meaning of the lamed. It's confusing, but it means two different things. Over here, the guy's thinking about the future. To talk about the future, you have to say lamed. But it doesn't mean Lior Shlishi in the sense of the next night, you see. He's on the first day. He's not thinking about the Or Shlishi. So if you're going to describe a person thinking about Or Shlishi, you say he had in Kavana to do the Zrika Lior Shlishi. Meaning to the time of Or Shlishi.
As opposed to
Lior Shlishi, which would mean Tuesday night.
Okay.
That's the point. So, in any event, by the way, I just want to mention to you that there is a lot of argument about whether, when it says over here shkia, it means shkia, or it means sof shkia, which is seitz kochavim. Now, the Rabbeinu Tam insists all over that the chiyav, the gavi noser, and these dinim is only as sof shkia. Of course, this is part of the Rabbeinu Tam's overall shita of there being two different levels of shkia. So, but we'll talk about that more when it's we're dealing with specifically the dinim of noser and shkia. So over here, the question is that considered to be pigel. So habachashiv leor shelishi. Chizki amar kosher. Chizki says even though it's chutzlus mana, technically, but it's still kosher. Rabbi Yochanan amar pasul. What's the logic? Chizki amar kosher. I'll tell you because halo intik l'sreifa. The point is it's not completely a concept of neiser because the zman has two components. The Zman has the Heksher in it, but the Zman also, in terms of its Mechitzas HaZman, remember, there's two types of Mechitza, there's the time and the space component of Mechitzas. It's clear that you're not totally out of your spatial, out of your temporal Mechitza, because if you were, it would have had all of the dinim of Noser, and it doesn't, because you don't burn it at night, as we'll see. We'll learn out from a Pasuk, it's only Biyom that you could be Sorei. If it were truly Noser, then it should be burned, which means that there's a gradual escape from the Mechitza of Zman, and this thing is still to some extent included within the Mechitza of Zman, and therefore you can't call it Pigel. This is the Svara of Chizkiya. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's possible. The point over here is that in terms of the mechitza vis-a-vis achila, it is out of its mechitza. The din, who's to say that the din of sreifa, the chlal has something to do with the mechitza, excuse me? Anyway, maybe there's a separate halakha, how to deal with things that have exited from their mechitza. Whenever it is that they exited. Do you burn it in the daytime? Do you burn it in the nighttime? Now it happens to be that there's a general halakha. You don't burn kachim at night. That's a separate issue. That's not because it hasn't escaped from its mechitza. Maybe you wouldn't burn kachim the next night either, even though it was obviously outside of its mechitza. So therefore, says Rabbi Yochanan, it's possible. It's chila mi'achila. We have the same halacha legabe the chiyav of noser. This is pigel. Here we're talking about whether it has been of chutz l'zman. We have the same halacha of ha'ochel lo'or shlishi. Somebody who eats meat now after the zman of achila. So it's now the night of the third day. Chizki Amar Potter, Chizki again time is, look, it's not complete Noser yet, because the Lo Yintik L'Sreifa. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you're Chayev, because it's completely out of its Mechitzas of Achila, so it's Noser. Tanik Avasid, Rabbi Yochanan, indeed we have a Raya and a Brisa like Rabbi Yochanan, that the Mechitza has nothing to do with the Din of Sreifa. Because the Brisa says like this, Kachima Ne'echalim L'Yom Echad, B'chashvim B'daman Mishetishaka Hakama, the kachim that can be eaten only for one day, the machshava that passes dam, in other words, if you chef with a kavana to be zorek the dam, mishetishaka hakama, at that point you make it pigol. And if you had a kavana of eating the meat, chutzlizmano, or being makir, chutzlizmano, again, we're talking about at the time of the actual shkita, over there, it would be defined by Mishiya Le'amud HaShaka. Then it would be, of course, the other Mechitza, which applies to the Basar and the Emurim. This has been Ogea Kachim that are one-day Kachim, like Kachim, or the Teda that we had, or the El Nazir. Kachim, and they're called the Shnei Yamim V'layla Akat, like the Shlamim. Again, the Chakim Medoma Mishiti Shaka HaKamas. You see, you had in Kavana to be Zerit the Dam after Shkia, you've got pigel, which is exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said.
Even though you have
the next day to eat. Correct. So when it comes to Shlomim, you've got three different mechitzas as well. When it comes to the dam, your mechitza is shkia, meaning sob shkia, according to Rabbi Yochanan. When it comes to the emurim, Emurim always have the dinim of Kodesh Kodesh, and they're never good for 2 days. The part that's actually given to Hashem, that's for sure Kodesh Kodeshim, the Gabi all did it in terms of Me'ilah as well. So that part is the morning, just like it would be with the Chakas and with the Ayilah. When it comes to the Achilas HaBosser, which is also a way of making Pigol of a Machshavachot Zizmano, then it would be the end of the second day that would be Koveyah. That's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said. It's irrespective of when the Dinim of Sreifa applied. It's purely a question of Mechitzas HaZman, Legabe, the Zrika, or the Achilas. Mm-hmm.
If you didn't have got to be to do it late the second day, but you actually ended up because it came too late and you had to do it the second day.
What is do what?
The dam.
So it's possible.
It's possible even if you didn't have got to do it the second
day. Yeah, we're talking about Pigel here. That was the question. The first part of the Gemara Naman Aleph had to do with what you're asking now. Tanarambona. You might think that we should be able to actually eat shlomi on the third night. V'dinu. Zvachim nechalim liyom echad. Zvachim nechalim l'shnei yamim. I mean, it makes sense, doesn't it? We have zvachim that can be eaten only for one day. Many of the zvachim. The chatas of the yashrim and the teir and the elnazir. And then we have other zvachim that are nechalim for shnei yamim, which are the shlamim. So just like zvachim and nechalim liyom echad, we're allowed to eat during the first day, we're also allowed to eat the following night. The laila akareyem. Me'ikra din, you can eat until the morning. And we remark the tochatzos, but until the morning. So av zvachim and nechalim l'shnei yamim, even the same thing should be true, that the laila following the shnei yamim, the laila akareyem should be part of the time of the akila, no? Therefore, we need the Torah to tell us specifically that no, that that's not true. Talmud lomar v'hanotar ad yom. Therefore, the Torah tells us not the hanotar v'yom shlishi, but hanotar ad yom, meaning ba'od yom. But anything that is not ba'od yom becomes notar. So ba'od yom u'ne'echal ve'eino ne'echal la'or shlishi cannot be eaten on that third night. Now, yocho yisarev miyad. So then, I would naturally conclude that if that's the case, if you're telling me it becomes no sir in the evening, so I should burn it. The dinner, and that makes sense, is about him that calling the yom echad. Look, you've got some karbanos that are eaten for one day and the following night, and you've got some zvachim that are now calling the shnei yamim with the light in between. Now, just like the zvachim and they're calling the yom echad, the ones that become nozer in the morning, so it says beberish baboker yisarei. So take it plakilas v'fai. Immediately after the time that's kosher for akilah, that's when you do the burning. So then you say the same thing should be true for zvachim anechalim l'shnei yamim. If you got a shlomim and the time ran out in the night, the second night, so then take it plakilas v'fai. Now's the time to start burning it because now's the time that it's nosir. Talmud lomar bayom ashlishi ba'esh yisareh. Bayom atasorfo v'yatasorfo balayla. There's a separate halacha that sreifas kachim can only take place during the day, just like hakrabah kachim, really. It only takes the bringing of the carbon in the first place. It's only biyom savoto, and we learn how for all kachim. Habachor ve'amaser ve'hapesach. And the lowest level of kachim kalim is bechor, maaser, and pesach. And we know the reason, there's a number of things which we know are not going to be addressed in our Mishnah, because our Mishnah is coming to talk essentially about Ezu Mekoman in terms of the Dam and in terms of the Shvita. It's not going to tell us things about not needing Smicha, the Mashal, which is a big kula by Bukhar, Meister, and Pesach. It's not going to tell us about not needing the Tadufas Paz of Ashok, right? It's not going to tell us the Dinim of not needing the Sokim. So, we understand that there are reasons why we should look at it as a lesser karma. But the Mishnah isolates it, not for those reasons, but for another very important reason. The Nesinas Adam of these karbanas is less chomer than the Nesinas Adam of any of the other karbanas, including the Shlomi, as we'll see. So Bechor, Maaser, and Pesach are Karchim Kalim, in which case, Eshchitatam, B'chol makom ba'azara, as we've already seen, but what's unique about them is damanta u'matana achat. You only pour their blood on the mizbeach once. with the understanding that that matana has to be in a place where there is yisod. Now, we'll see that all of this is not so pashut, because the truth is that we learn out from Dam Zibachecha Yishafech that there are some karbonas that only have a shvicha, not a zrika. Shvicha, which is the equivalent of shvichat shirayim on the other karbonas. And that's why Lagabe Karbon Pesach, this Mishnah is, you read the Mishnah, it sounds like the Bechor and the Maizah and the Pesach have a normal zrika, but only one. And that's the difference between them. But that's not so partial, because there certainly is a sheet that it holds that you don't do the normal zrika, you do the shvicha, that you treat it like the shvichat shirayim, which are not put connected to yisod, which are put actually against the yisod. So we'll see that this mission reflects the shita of the Madhyama, who holds that Bechorah, Meiser, and Pesach, all of them require a giving of a dam, which is an act of zrika. Shinaba akivatam, now they do not have the same dinim when it comes to achila. It was easy enough until now, because basically there were some simple differences between, we could easily throw you in the same. But here we have one category that includes three different types of achila, because the bechor can be eaten by kohanim, and the bechor is given to the kohanim. That's one of the matanis that is mentioned in the whole parsha of Kairach, where we go through the chavdalim matanis. Meiser, well, there's never any indication that Meiser is meant to be given to come, referring to Meiser Sheni. So Meiser is eaten by the Baalim, because we learn out Meiser Behema from Meiser Daga. And the Pesach, of course, is different in terms of who and when. These things, the Bechor and Meiser, are Ne'achol and Bechol Ha'ir. You can eat them anywhere in Yerushalayim. Bechol Ma'achal, doesn't matter how you prepare them. I mean, you can prepare them cooked and boiled, whatever, however you want. And they're eaten L'shnei Yamim V'layla Echad, like other Shlomim. But the Pesach, whew, now that's really, Pesach is very different. First of all, it's only eaten during that night, the first night. And not only that, it can only be eaten until Chatzos of the first night. And not only that, I mean, I can't even say it's eaten by anyone, because it isn't. It's Ein Oner Chalal Menuyav. I mean, you've got to be registered on that Korban Pesach and be a partner in it in order to be able to eat it. Now, what's more, it's very chomer in its achila. You're only allowed to eat it one way, which is Ein Oner Chalal Tzvi. And you want to prepare it some other way, you can't. You must prepare it basically barbecued. So it's got a three different dinim. But since our Mishnah is constructed, our parak is constructed around Ezum Mikomam, so we put Bechor, Meiser, and Pesach together, but let's not get confused by the Mishnah, and that's why the Mishnah has to talk itself out.
So is the Mishnah so much telling us how similar is rather how much different?
But that's more of a clarification, which is agav, the main topic of the parak.
Which is why they're similar.
Which is what troubles us, because mantan, I mean, who is the one who holds that the Bechor and the Meiser and the Pesach are similar in requiring zrika? Because, I mean, the Mishnah, the only dissimilarity that the Mishnah seems to find between them is the achila. You know, these special dinim, how you eat it and who can eat it, but the Mishnah doesn't make any distinction at all in terms of how you put on that dam. Who is that shita? Omer Pis to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, then Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Chelbo lo ne'emar, ela chelvam. Now there's something very funny about that pasuk. It says, Ach b'chor shor, and b'chor eiz, b'chor tzon, is also going to be given to you. And damam, there it says, damam yizarek al mizbeach ve'abasar yachel. Why did it say the damam? It's referring to one carbon, the carbon bechor. So it should say the damam. The reason it's saying damam, says Rabbi Yossi Aglili, is because it's including the other carbonates that have the same dinim of akrava. And those dinim of akrava are on the Meiser and on the Pesach. Tell me that they're the same. Limeid al-Bechor u-Maaser v'pesach shetu'unim matam domim ve'imurim legavim izbeach. And then we have the the fact that it has to be kineged yisod, that we'll see. But they all have the matam domim, that's for sure. So apparently he holds that the Torah is comparing all of these matanos to each other. And it's not, even though it says, Dam Zvakaka Yeshafer, okay, he doesn't hold of that. So we already remember from Psachim that that's definitely not the sheet of Rabbi Yishmael. How about the fact that it needs to be Kineged Yisod? Rabbi Eliezer, well, I mean, I learned that out. I mean, Zrika Zrika Mi Ola? Well, how did you know the Ola? The Ola Gufa Mi Ola Dersiv Al Yisod Mizbak Ola. And that teaches me an Oilas Chayva requires Yisod. Ah, so why not learn out, therefore, that the entire Zrika has to be the same as the Oilah? And why not say, well, the Oilah requires Shtei Matanot Shein Arba. The Mishnah said it only requires Matanah Achad. If you're learning out the Oilah, make up your mind. If you hold that this is one of the Dinim of Yisod Mizbach Oilah, so then learn out that it has to be around the Mizbach Oilah. So ma shkan by oila shtei matanot shen arba. So then anything compared to oila should be shtei matanot shen arba. Omer Abaye, because why is it that when the Torah wants you to make sure that the dam is put on all four sides of the mizbeach, it goes out of its way to always say saviv? So I'm asking you, why did the Torah have to say saviv by oila and saviv also by katas? We already should be able to know one from the other, no? Because it's Shnei Tzuvim Ha'Gef. Before Shnei Tzuvim Ha'Gef, I mean, Melanchthon has told me. The din of Saviv, now, I agree, it's not the same Saviv, but still, Saviv by the Chatas is on all four corners with your fingers. Saviv by the Eila was a Machlokas, whether you actually sprinkle it four times or you sprinkle it two times, but on a diagonal. But certainly there's no din of Saviv that is ever mentioned when it comes to the Bechor, when it comes to Mites, or when it comes to Pesach. Well, what about if you hold, I mean, Eidah, you hold on the Reinwand? How about if you hold the Mandi Yomar Melanchthon? What if you hold, according to Mandi Yomar, that says Shnei Tzuvim Abayim Ke'achad Melanchthon, Michael Amen, what are you going to say that? Because it says Saviv by the Yosham. It's wherever the Torah wants it to be Saviv, it tells you Saviv. That's Shloshek Tzuvim Abayim Ke'achad. Shloshek Adayim Melanchthon. I mean, everybody agrees if you got three Tzuvim Abayim Ke'achad. Then the Torah is saying, look, if I want to tell you Saviv, I'll tell you. And if I'm not, I'm just comparing it to the Dinavar, look, I'm requiring Yisod, that's all. In which case, if I have to give a Zrika, okay, but who says I have to give a Zrika Saviv? So give a Zrika anywhere, as long as there's Yisod there. This would be the way Rav Yossi Aglili, therefore, would end up learning, and that's the source of our mission.